too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to DMTF podcast number 81. Title to be determined. Today we have a special guest, Moritz.
Oh, I am the special guest. Okay, yes. Hi. This is Moritz.
Very special.
Hi.
Moritz of Lusty, wir brennen für dich fame. Lusty Allstars was the name of the band, right?
Lusty Allstars? I can't remember. I'd have to look it up.
My Apple Music. Introduce yourself, Moritz, while I do that.
My name is Moritz. I am a member of the Hertha fans crying support group, people who love and lose. I'm a musician. I am just here because I think Jan wants to do me a favor and he doesn't realize yet that he made a big mistake. Sorry, guys.
This entire podcast has been a mistake from the start.
The band is called Die Lustisuchtis.
Ah, yeah, that makes more sense. So it means the Lusty Addicts.
And their breakthrough 2019 album.
What was it, like a tribute to Lustenberger? Or?
Yeah, it was when he left the club. I always had a big, the painting, Jan is holding the cover. The painting is done by my daughter.
Now 16.
She's 16 now. She was, I think, 7 at the time or 8.
10.
And he has a really long neck on the painting. I think if he would have had such a long neck, he would have made more had goals for us.
Yes. But Jan, don't forget to add that picture in the show notes or on Instagram or something.
Oh yeah. We made a special landing page just for Moritz music fans. And the first 10,000 get 5% off of their first purchase.
So are you guys Lucy fans? Have you discussed him in the podcast in the 81?
No.
Different.
Oh, yes, in the beginning when he was still playing.
Yeah. He seemed to be like a super nice guy. So, yeah.
Super slow, but nice. And he complained about the lyrics, right?
A little bit but that's, I totally take the blame. It's my fault. I kind of put in a line that was just there because it rhymed. And there's a second version, which is much more better, which talks about his blue and white soap.
And what was the original line, if we can ask?
Der Schweizer mit der dunklen Seele.
Yeah, with like the dark soul. Yeah, it didn't really make sense. I thought it was...
And the Rückpass, he was mad about the Rückpass as well.
Well, yeah, but a little bit of fun can, I mean, people, I had so many times watching football defending him, especially when he did the Rückpasses.
Especially since he was part of, he didn't put in the double six of death into a song, so that should be count for something. Because there were
double six of death, oh no. Yeah.
The Doppel sechs des Todes, Lustenberger and Schellbrett, were called the... double six of death because there wasn't much going on.
Well, I think they were just what we needed at the time.
Just what I needed. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess we are Christ. Always trying to find new ways to shut on Hertha. Oh, there you go. We found a new one today. And it's got nothing to do with the last match against Darmstadt. Speaking of which, Moritz, you were there.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes.
Not bad, huh?
Look at Patrick stealing my thunder.
So tell us about it a little bit. How was it?
It was sunny. It was beautiful Darmstadt, which has a great university campus that you have to walk through when you get to the stadium. So that was really nice. I asked the policeman about 4 times how we can get to the guest entrance because we got lost in the woods. I already told them it's like Hansel and Gretel getting there. Yeah. But it turned out I was just being stupid, like so many times before. But when we got there, it was really easy going in. We had seating tickets, but of course the Cena sits where they want to. And so we had to look for other place. That was okay. It was difficult to see because of all the flags, which was of course also good. Yeah. But it was interesting because you had like a shutter effect. When you had the flag waving in front of you, then you had a little time when you couldn't see anything. And sometimes you could see the chances and sometimes you couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't go to too many games auswärts, so
So it was your first time in Darmstadt?
In Darmstadt was the first time, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Have you been?
I've never been. I don't even know which part of the country it is.
It's beautiful Hesse.
Okay. So did you go by car?
I went by car.
A Bembel or...
I have a Bembel, which is a Frankfurt special drink thing on today. Because I'm from
Carafe.
The Ebelvoy, you know.
I have one too.
Yeah.
For my wedding with our names and our date.
Inscript. I look forward to drinking some apple wine.
Ugh.
I'll be in Frankfurt on the 26th of September for one night only.
Oh, okay.
In and out. Hopefully lots of apple wine, though.
Yeah.
1 month from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nice.
Ooh. Well, have fun there.
Thank you. Should be good.
I also stayed in Frankfurt because I have family there, and I had a concert on Darmstadt the night before, so that was really easy for me. But I had to go by car because I had to transport guitars and stuff.
No.
And it was easy getting around. It's actually Darmstadt is further away from Frankfurt than I thought. It was 40 minutes by car.
Hmm.
I think with the S-Bahn, it's just 20 or 15 or something.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So there were 10,000. How many people were
in
this
list? It's in the list.
17,800.
There was nothing on the list.
It's a small stadium.
17,810. Elversberg is way smaller. Elversberg is smaller.
Yes.
And Preußen as well.
I was going to say, how big was Preußen?
11 or tiny. Something, I think.
They were missing some stands though, right? Like,
They keep rotating the construction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hertha Bay said it was a very good 0-0. Would you concur?
Yeah. One of the best 0-0s I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, Ernst was man of the match,
good. Back to back man of the matches.
Always a bad sign for your team.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I need that Ernst tricot now. I mean,
he also the got the best.
He's
best
earning
picker
it.
Rating
and the best foot mop. He had the best rating everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was not bad for a 0-0, I suppose.
Yeah,
you know, it would have been nice to pull out that win, I guess. But it's just so frustrating watching our lack of finish all the time, and now for three matches consecutively, obviously.
You are totally right.
So it's that was the tough sort of pill to swallow. But I mean, I guess, you know, could have been a worse 0-0. And I mean, looking at the table, considering that it's Darmstadt and who is Karlsruhe that we drew against, they're at the top of the table. So at least we didn't lose. At least we didn't give them points, you know, so.
That's true.
So I was kind of looking at the table. I was like, well, at least our draws are on them, like, and not. So maybe, so hopefully we can start winning some matches. Against
we gave them 1 point each.
I mean, we're going to need 3 points. Well, yeah, okay. I mean,
we are nice that way.
Yeah, well, you know, but I just mean it's a zero sum.
Have a nice day.
You know, we both walk away with our point. Like,
yeah, but seriously, I'm not going to say too much about this game because I don't want to be. Because somebody wrote I was chastising the team. Remember the message from who do we always? Sorry, I'm blacking out. Who's our friend?
Steven.
Steve,
of course. Jesus. Yeah.
Wow.
Get your head in the game.
Sorry. What did you write again?
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Ah.
Nice. All right. But, well, I mean, if it's deserved, I don't have a problem telling the team to, you know, get their shit together. you know.
Fabi, get your shit together or sit down. Sit your ass down.
What's wrong with Fabi? I mean, that's the biggest question of them all. I guess we loaded it all on his shoulders, and he himself did too.
Mm.
Yeah, we said, oh, now that he's good, he's well, everything will be fine. Well,
yeah.
If he's not well, nothing is fine and nothing works. That's the main problem. It's just him.
And also, Gröning didn't play at all, I think, last match, or mm-hmm. am I misremembering?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that, Jan, you weren't impressed by that situation.
Go ahead, sit him down all match.
Yeah.
The only guy who scored from open play.
Yes.
This season. Yeah.
But was he on the bench?
Yes.
Yes.
And was 100 minutes of play time.
Oh.
But good thing he brought him Rogel, who kind of was still sleeping when he got But nothing.
Oh my God, that was such a horrible moment in the game. His first contact.
Non-contact.
Yeah. It was so good that nothing happened from this. Because, I mean, I said when that happened, I thought, okay, they put him in so they can he can show his market value. And he just halved it with the one touch that he didn't have. Horrible.
But the worst moment was when Maton came on and all the Darmstadt attacks moved to the right. Did you see that? I don't know. Like traffic lights going green, everybody went to the right. He's so shit. Nice. Yeah.
Brutal.
Bad, 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 bad. But I felt bad for Torsteinsson.
Yeah, he hit the crossbar, I think.
Yeah, and then the Giant got the ball.
Mm. Yes.
The Giant is the Innenverteidiger
von Darmstadt.
Vukovic. Yeah, he was impressive. Actually, I really like the what do you how do you say Innenverteidiger in English?
Center back,
yeah.
The center backs of Darmstadt were really good, and they also for every corner they were right in there, and they were so dangerous.
And they're also pretty big.
Well, I mean, one stat that surprises me a little bit is XG.
Yeah.
From what I can see, it was 2.1 to 1.2 for Hertha.
Yeah. But there was this one by, I mean, Torsteinsson was really close to the ball. Then Krattenmacher missed this one ball in the very beginning. There was a cross coming in, and I don't know. I have the feeling that these guys don't know which foot to use because they always try to take the crosses from the right with their right foot, which can work. Same with Kovnatski. I would have used my left foot, me being a very seasoned
professional
football.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe they are so one-footed that they cannot switch to the other foot
without taking
a half-second break.
Ah, you know? Bullshit. I call bullshit. No way.
I think it's a mental thing. It has nothing to do with whether they have a strong or weak feet. It's just a blockade. It's so easy when you get that ball. And the pressure must be very high. That's the only explanation that I can find.
And it's not going to get... I mean, I hope they break out of it soon, because that's not the kind of thing that's going to get any better with time. You know, because like in hockey, you say, you know, you're gripping your stick too hard and you're going to miss open nets, you know? Same thing.
Yeah, but... Moritz, if you say that we put all the pressure on Reese and then he has 20 touches a game, you said that we put...
He wanted it.
Yeah, but...
He wanted the pressure.
But he only has 35 touches in the whole game. That's not... I mean, that's not the pressure being that's him just... Like, you know this Homer Simpson meme where he goes into the...
The bushes?
The hedge.
Yes.
Yes.
That's Reese 2025-26.
But I mean, there's things missing. I remember I told my friend Emil.
I mean, have you seen a good cross yet?
Yeah, the crosses. You know,
like holy shit.
They are not
shit.
There.
No, there were good crosses, but then this was the one that the players missed.
What? Oh, like receiving? Some of the crosses are off. Like,
yeah, they're not good.
17% are on.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, crosses.
Got them? I don't know. Got me? I don't know. Like, what? I don't know.
No, but the cross is always bad.
Consider yourself owned, Joel.
17%.
But that was something that Dardai did well.
17%.
Dardai did good crosses.
No, 17% of crosses. It's just
one
bad.
Seven.
1-7, yeah. Crosses are bad.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Crosses, very bad. Money good, money bad, crosses bad. No, but I mean, at least one cross a game could have been a goal, but then the player in the middle fucked it up. That's what I meant. I didn't mean to own you. Since you're a free-born man of Canada.
In a perfect world, who should be providing Reza with the balls?
Krattenmacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's not happening right now.
Also, Marton.
Okay.
if he would be defending well again, then he could play some nice crosses.
If my grandfather had wheels, he would have been a bike.
Okay.
Marton is the worst player currently. I'm really sorry, but...
But he's going to come back, I'm sure.
Maybe at Augsburg, I don't know.
He's not having a good start of the season, that's true.
No, and play really went bad after Kolbe had to be subbed off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's your Stadionsicht, Moritz?
And
did you see a difference?
Speaking of which, he is out for about 6 weeks, I think. Broken rib? Eight. Fuck, okay.
He fell onto the shoe of his opponent.
Yes. Zefauk, yeah. That's the second player he injured, right, Zefauk?
Yeah, last season has many seasons. Last season was Gechter.
Yes. Well,
he has to keep his spot free, right? So that's of course not true. I'm a big
exactly. Fan. You know, if you injure enough teammates, you're gonna keep your spot on the team. You know, that's the surefire way to go. That's good thinking.
We need some of that cutthroat thinking though, kind of
proactive thinking.
You know.
Yes. So you're saying that Deo paid the Cottbus player last season to injure
to have Reza injured?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe if we could start a Kickstarter, we could use I'll get some bubble wrap and wrap Deo in bubble wrap, or maybe that way we have less injuries.
Okay, so what would you guys do if you were the coach now?
Resign?
I know Jan would hang up.
No, I'm joking.
Jan would hang up. He would hang up a piece of paper with "believe" on it. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Sometimes can be good. Sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where is it? Okay.
Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit.
Okay. There you go.
Gattuso.
Make sure that Reza get, you know, enough service for one. And Ernst has been great so far, but it sucks that he has to be the man of the match every time almost. You know, I don't know if it's a lack of cohesion or yeah, that cannot last. Like, I mean, we're not gonna have 38 draws for the entire season, you know.
Oh, now you jinxed it.
Whoops.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
That was towards me.
I would sit Reza down, put in Gröning. I would move Hoffmann for left center back, and I would put in Eichhorn or Mamusa Lum and move Cuisance to the front. Oh, and then somebody has to leave. And then take out Torstensson for the first
play
half.
With 12 players. That's also
that's the trick. That's
it's the only
key.
Chance. It's the only chance.
Yeah, that's the secret.
I heard that thing about Loom and the other young players before, but I think it's the wrong time to put them in. I wouldn't do it because only as substitutes maybe when they are winning.
We're not doing that.
But that's a good question, actually. What do you think so far of the in-game substitutions? Do you think not at all or same?
Well, it hasn't worked. I say clearly, you know. I mean, it's a miracle. We're like, we can't keep playing like this because we'll just lose. It's a miracle that hasn't been a loss. Let alone that there's been a win.
Like, we are still next to last, despite that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Not great.
Yeah. We need to start. We need to win a game. We need to win our first game. Like,
you know how the league is. I mean, today's top teams will be tomorrow's
Yeah, and I mean, relegation and even looking now, you know, I think I kind of mentioned earlier, a few of the first teams we faced are pretty good, kind of to begin with. So okay, so it's kind of, you know, maybe we're facing the harder part this half season now. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. It's still pretty early.
Darmstadt is also tough. We didn't win against them since 2018. So
no, that's wrong. Yeah, that's okay. Absolutely wrong.
Why?
Because we won against them last season.
I don't.
No, we didn't.
Oh, it was Karls C. You're right. But it's not 2018. We beat them at some point. Pretty sure.
Yeah, 2018.
Well, for a bunch of those years, we wouldn't have been playing them also.
And we still didn't lose to them.
So I mean, also
that. I don't trust any statistics that I didn't fake, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we played them 2024 and we lost. We played them 25. It was a draw. We played them a second time 25 and it was another draw.
Hmm.
It was only 3 games. Okay, I admit.
Okay.
It hasn't been 4 games though.
Well, no, it's one season and then this is the second one. And we only played one game of this one.
So the next match is against Elversberg, who are 7th right now.
Oh, yeah.
A win would be nice, for sure.
Is it at home? Or where is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a nice little home win would be real nice. I'll be able to watch it from the train. I'll be on my way to Toronto. Because I think it's 12:30 our time?
I think so, yeah.
So 6:30, you guys, Friday Night Lights? Well, that's nice. I love some Friday Night Lights.
So your trains have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What?
Living the dream.
How can you know if the train is coming or not? How can you know that you will be on the train at that time? That doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, our trains are, I think, statistically even worse than DB's.
Oh, okay.
Super expensive, too.
Yeah, really expensive. Not, yeah. But it, like, we're traveling for a bachelor party, so we went business class. And so, like, they serve you meals and free drinks, so free booze.
Oh, God.
So,
Jesus.
Like, so we got like four and a half hours.
10 minutes after the station, they're going to go, hey, next day, we need more beer.
Yeah.
Joel is on the train.
Yeah. Don't leave the station without extra booze.
Dragon!
They're going to call the cops in advance.
Yeah, to help the beer get to the station.
Chinese
on time.
Beer.
Yeah, protect it.
I mean, there are several teams right now, 6 or 7 of them with 3 points. So,
yeah, one win would just hop us up. That's what I was noticing too.
Would be a huge help. So,
even it's just those, it's like, I guess that thankfully there were draws. We got those two, you know, those 2 points out of the last two league matches. So at least.
All thanks to Thiago.
But, I mean, yeah, well, we're going to need it from him clearly every game. Can he show up like that every single game?
Hopefully.
I mean, the transfer window is still open.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Oh, we got a new player.
But I saw on, it's garbage, but like on the BitSet website that they won't get any more players for this window. So
that's what he said.
But
Leiter
said
what
that
Bill
too
says.
On the Leiter press conference.
That. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's
it
then.
It's not garbage. We don't have money.
Isn't it?
It's garbage.
BitSet is garbage, but the press
the information
conference is not
was
garbage.
Correct.
No, yeah, that's what I meant. press conference is garbage. Well, sometimes, but not that.
There was that Delulu one after the the cup match.
Which one?
That press conference.
Which one?
After where he was missing his key players and
and we have one.
They had they played a great game and like it was like, oh, we were, you know, like trying to act like trying to pull off the win. Like, bro, that was the worst game I've ever fucking watched.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there in 2015. No, 14. Home match against
the worst game I ever watched was Aachen 0-0. It was just too boring to even look at the field. You had to watch somewhere else and nobody was in the stadium either. So
worst game I watched was Lukai End Times home match against Hoffenheim 0-5.
Oof. I think I remember that one.
And they still waited till the Leverkusen game to fire him after a 1-1 against Leverkusen. Or 1-0? I don't know. Oh, feels like 20 years ago.
Feels like it. All right. What else? We covered the injuries. Kolbe now.
Yeah,
Kolbe. Let's add him to that list.
Schuler had three practice units.
Three practice units,
yeah.
Okay. Three.
With the team. And who else?
I think he would be good to come in. We need somebody to stay in the box and to to get on people's nerves so that Riese can have his space.
He was so effective in the past, you mean?
Just by his sheer presence. Well, watch him. Watch him. If you have a better idea, tell me. Oh, you want
to learning.
To quote John Wick, sheer fucking will. That's it.
I watched Speed last weekend.
And? What did you think?
It was as crappy as 30 years ago when I first watched it. But Dennis Hopper. I forgot about Dennis Hopper.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Hopper is awesome. But the movie was overrated, I think.
Is that the movie where the bus needs to drive all the time so the bomb doesn't explode?
Yes. Over 50.
Yeah.
Speed, the first one.
See, that's what I would practice with them. They had so nice things where they had these little triangles and kept moving and bam, 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 pass the ball. I would practice speed. They have a ball. If the ball doesn't move, it explodes.
Okay.
That's the way to get them going.
And then you get the news. This just in. Hertha can't play this week because 50 players died on the practice.
Yeah. Lethal.
They could get electroshocks or something.
Or like in The Simpsons.
Yeah. A friend of mine played on the street, music on the street, and he had a little thing where people could give him electroshocks when they didn't like the songs.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Wow. And
alive?
He survived?
He survived, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I would like to drop his name, but I can't remember. I have to check. Sorry. Sorry. Samuel. His name is Samuel. Samuel.
Oh, the trumpet player.
No, not
it's
the
like,
trumpet.
It's like one of those weird art exhibitions, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
That woman there.
Performance art or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, what?
You don't Samuel Kilian. He's called Samuel Kilian. And he is the, I can't remember what the names. What is the woman that sat across her ex-husband and they were both crying? Abramovich. He's the Abramovich of street musicians. You don't know Abramovich?
The director?
The Chelsea owner? The former Chelsea owner?
No, the artist. The performance artist.
No.
Isn't it Abramovich? Is that it? That kind of rings a bell.
Oh, is that the woman I was talking about?
Maybe.
Yeah, Marina Abramovich.
Marina, okay.
The one who did that, right? With the not like everything?
She said then that they had she had a revolver there and a knife and stuff, and she sat there for I think 24 hours and she was cut and crazy stuff like that.
I don't think she completed it though, right? I think she only did like I feel like she stopped. They stopped it or someone stopped it or something because it was starting to get too weird or I don't know.
Just like a Hertha game, and they don't stop them.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, they have to keep going for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
At least. So, you know.
Well, yeah. Someone remind the players.
Yeah, at one point in the Darmstadt game, I thought the referee's going to just quit early. He kind of looked like it. I got that vibe that he thought, yeah, okay, it's enough. Yeah. Sorry, I keep getting you off track.
So they only played 100 minutes?
You've come from the right place. Sorry, Jan, you were saying?
He only played 100 minutes. The referee quit early.
Yeah.
I forgot what I wanted to say. Something about football.
Don't mention it.
That's not going to fly
here. Oh, yeah. My wife told me yesterday that Bad Bunny has a song that's called DTMF.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked it out yet, but I'll look into it.
Are we suing? Are we beginning litigation?
I'm having my lawyers drawn up the paperwork as we speak.
Or royalties at least.
Yeah, okay. Way better for sure.
Jesus.
That'd be so fun. Maybe we could buy our own, like, three big offices. Four offices, one in England.
Yeah. We'll be the next bar stool.
Two in Canada.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Can you somehow bleep that out?
Yeah, I gotta.
Bar stool.
That's a low bar to clear.
Joe Rogan level.
Yes.
I'm doing my own research.
Don't you, though? Isn't that? I'm like, wait, were you? I was like, wasn't the Andrew just being himself there?
Lip gloss.
Oh, gee.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus All Christ.
Right. I see.
I think I have to clean up my desk at some point.
That's vulgar.
Yes.
It's art.
Oh, my son is calling. I think I have to answer that. He might be standing in front of the door.
Okay.
Mute yourself then.
Speaking of performance art.
Are you in front of the door? You're in front of my car. I'm recording a podcast with some friends at the moment, so you have to wait for 5 minutes, okay?
Cheers.
Yeah, the youth. I asked him if he wants to have my ticket for Elversberg because I can't be there. And he never replies in any kind of sense-making way. I'm sorry to trash him, but it's kind of difficult.
It's the weed.
Yeah,
we don't know anything about that.
Stare at you blankly.
He's my best customer.
Okay, guys.
Jesus.
I think I have to go now.
Now we have to talk about your intro.
What about it?
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
That's why you're here, man.
Yes, yeah, and thank you. I just want to make sure that we appreciate it. It's great.
We wanted to talk about the 2 years it took you to conceive the idea of the intro. Then the 6 months hiatus you took, lived just with water and bread, meditating.
You know, sometimes it's just a thing about the right person at the right time, and sometimes it's the wrong person at the wrong time, and sometimes it's totally just the wrong kind of thing. And I think that's what it was this time. Oof. Just wrong. No, guys, it was a pleasure to do it. And actually, if you want little snippets of it, I have many ideas for the DMTF podcast.
but they can't be R-rated.
Actually, and I'm being serious here, if we could have like a bumper, like a 3-second bumper inspired from that original music, it could be used on the podcast. Like it could be helpful.
You can have it. I'm on it. I'm already on it right now.
Thanks.
I'm doing it. But you have to invite me again.
No, then. Don't bother.
Yeah, Jan notices that I'm stealing his fire.
Yeah. My thunder.
But who was that on the picture, Jan?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Really? This is my Sozialversicherungsausweis dated 2001.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
2001.
Jesus, okay.
Who is this?
Shit. Yo.
Wow.
No way.
Sexy beast, huh?
What?
It's like he has a second life.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put that picture in the show notes.
Were you president of the United States for two terms that we were unaware of? Because what happened to you? Holy shit.
Was that before you became a Hertha fan, Jan?
Yeah, okay, there we go.
That was like 15 years before I became a Hertha fan. So.
He still had hope in his eye. Look at him.
Full of life, full of hope, before getting crushed.
I call the picture and the episode "These Drugs Don't Work."
Guys, I have to go and make dinner. I'm so sorry.
Please leave the browser open.
I leave the browser open, whatever that means.
Yeah, because we need to make sure that the tracks are uploaded. But thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Nice seeing you again.
You will be back. You will be back if you want to.
I'll see you for the cleaning.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I know he's just going to close the browser. Okay. Yes. We have nothing else to talk about. We could just end it here and then maybe he... No, whatever.
No, we can end here and that's...
I mean, Elva's back are supposedly weaker this season because they lost the coach who went on to Bremen.
Okay.
Then they lost... They didn't have Krattenmacher, did they? Because Krattenmacher was on loan somewhere. He's a Bayern player.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it could be him.
What was that nickname again?
No, he was with Münster, I guess, but I'm not sure.
Lattenkracher?
Lattenkracher from... Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm amazed that I remember that.
It's so catchy.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Oh, his brother is called Wesley.
Wesley, okay. That doesn't
the Wesley Crushers.
Yeah. Okay. Star Trek joke in there. I was
going to say that's not for Ulm. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that doesn't sound very German, Wesley. But okay.
But they had Maurice. Doesn't sound very German as well.
Oh, Maurice, like the French name or okay?
M A U R I C E. Maurice.
Okay. Okay. I heard Moritz. Okay. No. Sorry.
Moritz. No. Moritz Kartmann had a send off.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't want to make any. Outlook, whatever, prophecies, it's going to be a shit show. I know my Hertha. But yeah. I would sit down. Oh, by the way, Joel didn't answer the question what we would do if we were coach of Hertha.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh. Joel.
Oh, I don't.
Give us a sign.
I don't know. I mean, what can be done? Like,
what can do? Man, I mean, against such like, reckless
you know,
hate.
There aren't the key players missing. Like, we have who we have. Like, I mean...
Who's missing?
No one. Yeah, okay. Well, okay, so, well...
No one critical.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess now...
Kolbe?
Yeah. So, you know, like...
I wasn't sure if you were joking or not.
That's a bit of a change. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, it's kind of... So, what do we do? Like, I like what Moritz said, you know, like, try to ensure better service to Reza. You know, like, I think, you know, it has still only been, four matches or something. Like, I don't know. Like, so something could turn around. Like, if we could, like, I'd say stick to that game plan. Like, I don't think sit Reza is the answer. Because I feel like this is our course, you know.
Panic
like,
move. You know, it would feel like a panic move. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel stay the course. But also, I don't know. Like, we can't. But at the same time, we can't be playing like this. So.
But he's not the golden goose who can't sit down because he plays like shit. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, he's not good. Like, yeah, I don't feel that he's our savior either. You know, I'm not like, oh, yeah, it's Reza who's gonna bring us the promotion. Or like I don't feel that way either. Promise, so I don't know.
I just don't get how he can, in every press conference, say, yeah, you know, Glenning's playing well and maybe he might start next game. Then he doesn't even play him for 5 seconds. And in the cup game, he played for 5 minutes, still scored the winning goal. I'd be mad if I was Glenning.
That's a bit odd. That's true. Yeah, let's see how things go on Friday. I will probably have to miss the second half because I'll have to go out of town because there is a race on Saturday morning.
Mm.
So yes, I will run more than any.
How long?
Hertha player.
It's
30 kilometers in a very hilly terrain. Ooh.
Nobody can do that in one game.
No, I know.
I think 20 is like a record. Is it like 15?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was wondering that. Like, usually it's between 10 and 12-ish.
I think that wasn't Darida the horse lung of the league, as they called him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he just...
Was that what it was? Like like length running or like...
Yeah, the kilometers.
He was. It was something to do with he ran the most. Yeah, because it wasn't the fastest.
No, kilometers covered in total.
Okay.
Thanks to the beautiful things they wear during the games now.
Well, I said it in the chat, but I like the little Darmstadt collar, polo collars on their tricots.
Don't even remember the collar.
It just had a little collar, you know. I don't know. Looked kind of nice. It's like old style, you know.
Don't we have a? No, we don't.
Not currently.
Just the crazy color on the
Castor
on the third kid. I love the third kid. My favorite.
The yellow. They looked like they were a team of keepers out there or something. You know?
Yeah, I'm still not getting used to it. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's like, it could be worse, of course, but I'm not crazy about it, you know.
Didn't somebody said, I thought it was Rebecca, but it was somebody else, said, if you're in your first year with the club, why do you go all crazy with the third one? You know, just play it safe so people start to like you and then you can come out with this crazy stuff.
Or maybe they are trying like to go all out right away and whoever is still in, well, you know, you're good now. It's not going to get any worse than this.
Doesn't sound like a very sound strategy.
No, I know.
Are they Republican?
Consider the club. You know? Yeah, I'm still looking it up. The longest distance run in a single...
Oh, it's my homework. I put it down on my homework.
Bundesliga match by one player. Oh, come on, Jesus. It's so slow anyway. Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, so yeah. What else?
I think we're done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we play the intro again?
No. I mean, I don't have it on the Zencaster, but I can add it in post. Works.
Okay, now we all wait 16 seconds and then we keep on nonsense. Yeah, nothing much happening. I just hope for better times. And
let's keep going until I find the answer. It might have been a mistake. I asked ChatGPT, the future enemy of mankind. Just let him go.
Has it ever told you to kill yourself yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Wow. Okay.
I don't need it for that. But let him cook and burn the house down. And let's see. Come on, for fuck's sake, Jesus.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Bon, okay, finally I get it. Okay, so...
Ah, insults work.
Yes, Zoltán Stieber in 2014-2015
ran... PSG? Or
HSV? HSV. 13.9 against Hannover.
Okay, I bet you this is wrong. And next episode I'll give you the real answers somebody has a brain.
And I get runner-up. Runner-up was Kimmich from Bayern, 13.7.
And how much was Stieber?
13.9,
yes.
Ugh, my pen, hang on. My pencil, 13.7, yeah?
Yes, 13.73, actually. And okay, in context, outfield player on average covers 10.9.
Okay.
So that, you know, that tracks. So yeah, that's we are leaving you, dear listeners.
One more fun fact: do you know who the fastest Hertha player is?
Zeyfok?
Yeah,
right now.
What? I think so. Is it Zeyfok?
No.
Yeah, Zeyfok right now.
No, but the fastest right now, not now, but the player with the highest top speed.
It's not Gechter, but Winkler.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that from last season.
He's lacking a bit in the control part.
Well, yeah, it's like he is like a flat track bully. You know, he can run straight. Just
throws himself forward.
Yeah, exactly, and nothing else.
So he's the Forrest Gump of Hertha? Stop, Martin, stop.
Never go full.
But he played the only assist so far. What is never go full?
A reference to another movie?
Yes.
Which one?
Well, Tropic Thunder.
Oh, shit.
Never go full.
R word.
Swinging past your knees.
Yeah.
That's the best role Tom Cruise ever had in his entire life.
Pretty good.
That and Collateral. it's up there.
Yeah, but I think he had more fun playing, was it Les Grossman?
I think so, yeah.
He had the most fun because he could just let go.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually he has to carry the movie, and then he was just the...
Yeah, he could do just what he wanted. Yeah, good point.
Can we still watch that movie, though, with the blackface?
Sure.
Well, I mean, you can, I guess, but like, just don't tell anyone about it and don't start quoting it left and right.
On a podcast?
Or elsewhere, anywhere, you know? I don't think that would fly with some crowds.
The Rock was not on Tropic Thunder, was he?
Nope, I don't think
but,
so.
But Jack Black was on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's why, yeah. No, I think I watched a YouTube video on the best impersonations in front of people.
Okay.
And there was a Tropic Thunder one where, no, not another one. There was another one with, I think it was Jumanji, and Jack Black was there in an interview with The Rock. He's like, you know, every day I get up every morning, I eat 3,000 kilograms, I gotta go.
Well, Jumanji sucks though, but.
I only watched the one in the 90s.
Hot take. Well, same. I only watched the first one and
Robin Williams.
Overrated. I don't care. Overrated. Not Robin Williams, but that movie, I mean.
Kevin Hart is overrated.
Yes, I agree. No argument here.
See, we finally can agree on something.
Yes. Yeah. After 80-something episodes.
81.
81, yes.
We can't even agree on the number of episodes.
Looks like we'll make it to 82.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so final things on the list. Hey, Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Thank you for your...
Oh, wow. He remembered this time.
Thank you for the message.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so DMTF on Instagram and Blue Sky.
DMTF podcast, I think.
DMTF podcast. And so, yeah, I think that's it pretty much, right?
And Mastodon.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right.
And I opened an account on Truth Social.
And Threads, maybe. Yes. So, yeah. That's it for us, and fingers crossed against Elversberg.
I think we'll be back during the international break.
Sure.
Especially when your favorite time is over and the transfer window closes.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be done with the bullshit rumors. Okay, so yeah, that's it. And until then, AOA.
At the BSC.
Yeah, cheers. And thank you again, Moritz.
Okay.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.